is about the Spirit of God, and the things he was sharing with me sitting back there is like he's talking to me. And my last message I'm preaching, I just finished this. I was telling my church that it's called living in the Spirit. We got to get back into living in the Spirit and not trying to do it all ourselves. And I felt what he was saying, because I was like, God, I don't know how long I can do this now. But I said, I don't want to drag my family. I don't want to just quit, because my wife would say, baby, you know, you're doing well, and are you okay? And I say, yeah, I'm okay. And it'll be just this week, you know, and I believe I can share this with you all. I was at work, and nobody knew, but I just broke down and started crying. Because the love I have for God, he's given me a vision, but, you know, it's not about me. It's bigger than me. And I feel like that what was shared tonight by these men of God, I just want them to know that they have encouraged me. I feel like the Spirit of God has grabbed me during a time when I needed it most. And I think he's beginning to show me some things that he's been wanting to do. It is amazing that I believe so well in what he's saying. It's like God has to prove us and allow us to get in a place where that he can show us it's always been me, and it would always be me doing this great work through you. So we can't get mistaken in who gets the glory, because we have, all of us have to be a testimony. And so, in short, I don't want to stand here but a moment, but, you know, I just want to say to the men of God, you know, again, thank you for just even this opportunity. I have to know that this is a place where the Spirit of God is honored. Because normally you wouldn't get this opportunity to just share from your heart what God did for me back there. So I want you all to know that I'll be praying for this ministry, this church family. It did encourage me. So God bless you. And will you all pray for me and my family? We love you.
Going to go ahead and get up and say how much I'm thankful to be here, and glad how much I got a blessing at the youth meeting. And well, Friday night I was laying down in the front over there and drunk in the Spirit, and I had a thought come to my mind, and so I lifted up my hands and I said, Lord, please touch everyone in this church and slay everyone in the Spirit. And so Saturday, when Sister Krista got up and said those things and everybody just started running around the church, and everybody was just speaking in tongues, and I just got so touched, and God answered my prayer. And it showed me what he can do, and he can do anything with anything. And I'm just so happy, and it just makes me want to jump up and down and praise God all the time. It just encourages me so much, and I don't know what else to do. He's the only one that I can run to when I'm in trouble, and he's my savior, and I just love him so much, and I'm thankful to be here.
Let's hear it. I want to say that I love the Lord and what He's done in my life. He's done so much. He's done so much for us all. If we're here, God's called us. And are we gonna do what He wants us to do? And I'm thankful for this life, and I'm thankful for everything God's done for me. He's done a lot for me, and He's touched me so many times when I was low, and He's brought me high. You know, I'm glad that He's in the valley too, though. That's where we learn that He is in control. You know, sometimes when we're on the mountaintop, we get in ourselves too much, but when we're in the valley is when we realize that God, He can deliver us. He can get us back on the mountain again, and that we don't have to stay low all the time. But this is a wonderful life that God's given us, and I'm thankful for this life and everything God's done. And I want to give Jesus all the glory. I want to give Him all the glory in my life. He gave His Father all the glory. I want to give Jesus all the praise I can in my life. And I'm thankful for this youth meeting that we had, and that God was there. And that's what's most important. God was there in the midst. He was in the midst of His people. And I'm glad that He always dwells in the praises of His people. And I want to lift Him up more in my life. And I don't want to take my eye off the goal. Because, you know, I was thinking if you're shooting a gun and you're shooting at a target, if you take your eye off that target for a second, that bullet may fly way off. But if we'll keep our eye on the goal, then we'll get closer to Him. And I believe that's what He's trying to tell His people. He wants us to draw nigh unto Him, that He draw nigh unto us. And I want to draw nigh unto Him. I want to walk every day with Him, and I don't want it just to be a, when we come to church, to begin to pull on the Spirit of God. But I know that we can pull on the Spirit of God in our homes, that covering would be in our homes, that God would touch us and give us strength at home. And as we walk, you know, I enjoyed the meeting, and I really enjoyed it. And sometimes I'm not able to make a lot of meetings because of my job and everything, but I try to make every meeting I can. And because I know that the Lord is there, and I know He's at home in our own assemblies, and not just to go to a meeting and get a good touch, but pull on the Spirit at home, pull on the Spirit at home, and because we all need each other, and we do supply a need for every joint, and that God is there with all of us, and He's going to help us go on, and we're going to make it. We just got to lean on His arm, but learn to lean on Jesus. If we just learn to lean on Jesus, how much further could we go? How much further could we go if we begin to pull on the Spirit every service and get God in the midst? Because that's what He wants. He wants His people to draw nigh to Him, that He could give us what we need. And I'm thankful for this way. I'm thankful for the ministry that we have. I'm thankful that God is in the midst. He's working. Can you feel Him working? Can you feel Jesus in your midst? There is a shout of the King being heard. Are you letting the shout? Are you yielding to it? Are you yielding to God? Letting God come in your midst, because He wants to. You know, He wants to. That's why He created us in the first place, was to give Him praise, to glorify Him. That's why He created man in the first place, because He wanted a willing servant, a willing praise. You know, His angels don't have the will, but we have a will, and we got to give the will unto Him. That someday that it become, we become, well, you know, I said, we were saying in our service that, you know, we're to become His prisoners. A willing prisoner unto Him. That finally, that this old mind no longer controls us, but it's God who controls us. God's will be done. And you know, that's He wants His will done. And I want to do His will in my life, whatever His will would be. I know that His will for me is what I need. It's not what I want, but what God wants. And, you know, I was praying, and God really touched me. And He told me, He said, I just felt it in this my spirit, that, you know, we always say, God, what can you do for me, God? What can you do, God? But no, it's what can we do for God? It's what can we do for Him? What can we do, Lord, for you today? Who can we talk to, God? Who do you want us to draw this way? And man, I'm excited. I'm so excited to be able to feel Him deeper and deeper. And I can't wait till we're finally beyond the veil for good. We're finally beyond that veil for good. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? That we could just feel that strong Spirit all the time. Oh, I can't wait to make it. I can't wait to see Jesus. You know, I can't wait. Can you wait to see Jesus? I want to see Him in me. I want to see him in me when I look in the mirror. I want to see Jesus, no longer seeing my own will, but his will would be done, that I could begin to touch him from the depth of my soul, that he could feel me. I want to feel more of Jesus. Is that our desire here, is to touch God, to touch the living God, that he might move in the midst of a people once again? You know, the latter rain is going to be greater than the former. There's going to be things done that hasn't not never been done. And I can't wait to see that. I believe I'm going to be a part of that. I'm going to make the bride of Christ. I want to make his bride. I can't wait till Jesus says, I'm well pleased with you. I want that in my heart. I want Jesus to be well pleased in me. You know, he died on that cross that we could have life, that we could begin, we could receive the Holy Ghost. Without that, we wouldn't have the life of God in us. And I'm thankful for that Holy Ghost. I'm thankful that I can get beyond the veil. For once I couldn't, until he filled me with the Holy Ghost. But now I can get beyond the veil and I can begin to feel him. And I know he's real. Nobody can tell me he's not. I've already tasted of heavenly things. I've already seen God work. I've already seen him do things. I've seen him heal. I've seen him touch. You know, the greatest thing I've seen people healed, but I think the greatest thing is when he fills with the Holy Ghost. When he touches, you know, when you see that young child up there, or that old, it doesn't matter how old, but when you see him begin to cry, and you just see him, oh, you can see God begin to touch and draw him to his kingdom. And then you begin to see the Holy Ghost come upon him, and you can feel that joy emanating out of their soul. That just thrills me. That thrills me deep down inside to know that God is still filling. God is still drawing a people. He's still working. He's not dead, but he's alive and well. He's a king that, oh my gosh, he can hear us. He can hear every prayer we pray. And you know, I believe he answers every prayer. I don't think there's a prayer God does not answer. It may be no and it may be yes, but he does answer the prayers of his people. You know, sometimes no is the best answer. You know, I know I've been told no, and I'm thankful that he can tell me no too, that he's not just a yes God. You know, I was thinking if my natural dad would have told me yes so many times, then I would have never respected. I never would have had I would have never had really, a stability. Because if we always get what we want, then we're always expecting too much. Because sometimes no is the best thing to begin to make us to realize that when we get good things and things we added, that we really, really respect the things that we have. And I'm thankful that I haven't just got everything I want, but I've got everything I need. You know, I love that scripture in Matthew. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. But it says, seek you first the kingdom of heaven. I want to learn to seek God before everything else. And I haven't always done that in my life, but I'm learning to. I'm learning to seek God first and to realize God will answer my needs. There will be nothing that I'll be, you know, I won't have to, you know, God is so good. I just feel God. He's so good. He's so good to him, us, and he's been so good. And, you know, I want, you know, the thing in my heart is that I want to be able to win people to this, because this is a good life. This is the best life. There's no better life. They look at us and see the sacrifice, see the things that we may sacrifice. But you know, it ain't a sacrifice to me. This is a way of love. This is a way of truth. This is a way of happiness and peace. You know, there's no sacrifice too great for God. I'm thankful that this life that I have, and I don't want to be looking and seeing the badger skins, but I want to see the glory of God, what God's doing on the inside. And I'm thankful to be here in Little Rock, and I love y'all, and we're just a family. We're just all a family here. I believe I'm part of this family, and that we're all together here. We're seeking God. That's what we're here to do. We're not here to seek man, but we're here to seek the living God. We're here to pull on God and to please him, and I'm thankful for that, and that I can't wait to make it, and that's my goal.
I think it was, I don't remember, Wednesday or Tuesday, we got that letter in the mail with that $100 bill. And oh my gosh, that was just, that did something for me. It really humbled my spirit. And the next day, I've been, let me back up here. I've been looking for another job, just this one. I've barely making it on the paycheck, and now my car's broke down. So I'm really needing another job, and I've been putting applications in everywhere. I've almost considered working for UPS, stocking up trucks, little me, you know. And I got that interview with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Went horrible. But, I mean, it's all right. I didn't really. And then I got another interview at Children's Place, and everything was looking great. I had the job, but the longer I was in that interview, I just kept feeling, do not take this job. I mean, it was great. I mean, she was just telling me, because I told her, you know, I have some other jobs that I'm waiting to hear from. She's like, well, you just let me know. You know, you pretty much have the job. And when I walked out of there, I'm like, I can't take it. And I felt that was God. You know, he's got something better for me. And the day after we got that $100 bill, I get a phone call or a voicemail from AT&T wanting them to call me back. Or call them back, and I called them back, and they wanted to have an interview with me this Tuesday, and that was the day of the meeting, Thursday, and everything that happened in the meeting was amazing. When Sister Krista got up, where I was sitting, I don't know if Sarah felt it, but it just felt like electricity was going through her. I've never felt like something like that in my life, and it was just amazing, and I've never got a blessing like that, and I really thank the Lord for that. Yesterday was the day of the interview at 7:40 in the morning. I get up and I write the address in on the GPS on my phone, and I start heading there, and when I get to the place where it says it, where it's supposed to be, nothing was there. And I was looking around, and I didn't see any kind of two-story white building. So I called them and got to get the directions, and it was the address was 17,000, and they gave me 1,700. But they, good thing is, I wasn't the only one that I've done that. They said they had a memo where pretty much everyone that tries to go there gets the wrong address. But they said because I called early enough, they're going to reschedule me for another interview. And usually, you know, I'm wanting now, you know, give me this now. But I've really been able, God's given me the patience to wait on things, and I've been really praying. And I missed that interview, I really felt a peace about it. So I went home yesterday and went back to sleep before I had to go to my job. And when I get to my work, I went to my manager, and she knows I've been looking for a job, and I told her, you know, oh, let me tell you something. She's like, oh, I got to tell you something, too. You go first. So I told her I had an interview, but I missed it, but they should be calling me back pretty soon to reschedule it. She's like, oh, that's great. And then she said that our assistant manager just put her 2 weeks in, and she wants to give me a promotion to, if I want it, to be the assistant manager there. And what a joy that came over me. I missed an interview, but yet I had God just showed me he can take care of me no matter what. I don't know if I'm still going to pray about this AT&T job or take this other job. But, I mean, even though I didn't accept either one yet, I just know God's got something for me. And I don't know if I'll get the AT&T job, the Lord just keeps giving me something better and better, and who knows, I might get $1 million tomorrow, but but I'm having faith, and I'm really praying and having patience and waiting on the Lord to see what he does for me, and I just really want to share that with you guys, and I'm really glad to be here tonight.
Have the ushers come up, we'll receive Wednesday night offering.
appreciate everything was said tonight. God can do anything, can he? And I was thinking of all the different testimonies that people were praising God with, and thought come to mind. You know, someone told me one time the soul, a man's soul, is the consists of the will, the intellect, and emotions. And I thought, well, all those are intertwined. But if we, as you know, the Bible says, if we keep our affections on things above, you know, that's kind of an emotional, our affections. So that, but that drives the wheel, doesn't it? And our intellect, we, you know, study to show thyself approved. You know, rightly divide the word of truth, and then the will. Not my will, Lord, but thy will. I thought, you know, different things in the, I thought of the Hebrew children. You know, they were, you know, we should trust God and should expect great things, because God is able, he's will enable. And just to show you how great God is, we have to go back to the Hebrew children, don't we? And their faith. God is able to deliver us. And they knew they might burn up, but they knew God was going to deliver them anyway. Whether they deliver them physically, but they were going to be delivered. And that's the point, isn't it? You know, it makes me think that they must have heard about old Job. Old Job said, though these skin worms devoured his flesh, yet with my eyes I shall see the Lord. Paraphrase a little bit. So they must, you know, they done got the word out. They done heard. Job done, they done heard something, you know. And there's a little song, and it's perfect for an offering. Perfect. Anyway, it's the key of G. Is that too loud? As he went up a mountain to pray, he sent his disciples away on a ship tossed to and fro in the midst of the sea. But in the fourth watch of the night, the disciples cried out in fright. Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I. I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul. The ways of life all around us and the boisterous wind that blow, I'm keeping my eyes on the one who gives me hope. Now Peter, the one who was brave, Lord bid me to walk on the wave. When he saw the wind and waves, he began to sing. Peter cried, Lord, save me. Jesus reached forth his hand to retrieve. O thou of little faith, could you not believe? I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul. The ways of life all around us and the boisterous wind that blows, I'm keeping my eyes on the one who gives me hope. I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul. The ways of life all around us and the boisterous wind that blows, I'm keeping my eyes on the one who gives me hope. Now Peter, the one who was brave, bid me to walk on the wave. When he saw the wind and waves, he began to sing. Peter cried, Lord, save me. Jesus reached forth his hand to retrieve. Oh, thou of little faith, could you not believe? I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul. The ways of life all around us and the boisterous wind that blows, I'm keeping my eyes on the one who gives me hope. I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul. The ways of life all around us and the boisterous wind that blows, I'm keeping my eyes on the one who gives me hope. As he went up a mountain to pray, he sent his disciples away on a ship tossed to and fro in the midst of the sea. But in the fourth watch of the night, the disciples cried out in fright. Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I. I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul. The ways of life all around us and the boisterous wind that blows, I'm keeping my eyes on the one who gives me hope. I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul. The ways of life all around us and the boisterous wind that blows, I'm keeping my eyes on the one who gives me hope. I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He's my Savior, don't you know? He's the one who lived and died to save my soul.
they have enjoyed the service and all the good words and things. I really, really enjoyed the youth meeting. I got a really good touch, and so I'm thankful for everything. And just want to say how glad I'm going to be here. And the Lord's been so good. I got a touch. I don't think I've ever had one that good before. It's just wonderful. And you still feel the wonderful Spirit, and just say I'm thankful to be here.
Y'all had a wonderful youth meeting, and I really appreciate y'all having one. I know it's a lot of work, but Brother Jonathan had said something. We went out to eat after church Sunday, and he had said something about, you know, you want to get out and go to churches, and it was burning on my heart. I've been wanting to go somewhere for a long time, and we don't really get to go because of Pablo's job. It's kind of hard, but I let him know. I asked Jonathan, well, do you want to go? Do you want to go Wednesday night to Little Rock? And he's like, yeah. And I'm really glad we got to come, and it's so awesome to see what the Lord's doing in the body. And I know I'm thankful for what he's doing in my life, and he's been so good. And I just want to keep going, and I don't want to back down any. But I'm not used to doing this, so I just want to say I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful y'all are still here, that we can come. And I'm just thankful to be here.
Well, I just want to say how thankful I am to be here tonight, and I really enjoyed working with everybody in the kitchen. We had a lot of fun during the youth meeting, and even though you guys were up here getting filled with the Spirit, it was amazing how he was downstairs in the kitchen, and we didn't even hear, I didn't hear what anybody had said, but it was just like we all ran towards the monitor to look, and it hit us down there. It was like we were right up here with you guys, so it was powerful. God is powerful. And he can do anything. If you guys would have known what my life was like 2 years ago and who I was, it's a miracle. I was talking to the girls the other day just how I used to try to fill that void in my life with alcohol. And there was a time where I drank every single day. And God completely delivered me from that. It's been almost 2 years since I've drank alcohol, and I thank God so much. He's taken our lives, and he's changed us and turned us around, and I know that we're heading in the right direction. And Tyrone and I have been going through some things, and I told him, I said, it doesn't matter what we do, we just have to keep on going. Just keep on going. We cannot quit. And I'm just really thankful to be here, and I love you all.
Just want to say how thankful I am to be here tonight, too. And we have been going through some things, but Brother Michael's up talking about the benefits of God. If I look back and wrote down on a piece of paper all the good things in my life today, the good definitely outweighs the little problems that I have. So I'm very thankful that God has turned our life around and that He has delivered us from so many things and that He is moving us forward. And sometimes going through the fire isn't real fun. But if we didn't go through the fire, just like with gold, it would never bring to the top the things that we've got to get out of our life, the imperfections that we have. So I realize that going through the fire is part of the process of God perfecting our lives in Him and bringing us to spiritual maturity. And sometimes when I get in myself, it seems like it's impossible, and of course in myself it is. And that brings me back to the thought pretty quick and the comfort and the hope to know that in Jesus Christ He's going to accomplish in me the good work that He started. And that I can't do it on my own and I never will be able to, and that I have to keep on depending on and trusting in Him. And this guy was talking to me today in the vehicle. I was out passing out business cards, and this Pentecostal guy needed a job, so he's been riding with me the last couple of days. And he was telling me about the word, "He that believeth." And he said, if you look that word up, which I hadn't done it, you know, whether it's the actual meaning or not, but he said in that word, when God says believe, it means to trust. And I know what that means. And I've really been thinking about that and how we have to completely and utterly yield our will and our life to God. And that don't mean 80% or 85% or 87 or 99.999. That means 100%. And sometimes it's easy to be at that 99.999%, but just that last little bit is hard to give up sometimes. But God is getting me there, and I'm thankful that He's not giving up on me and that He's not going to give up on me, and that I am going to keep coming and keeping my faith and my trust in Him. And there are good things that come out of the fire, because it does bring you closer to Him. And whereas I used to run to a cigarette or, you know, whatever else I did, I'm learning how to just call on Him. And that's the place where He wants us to be. Because in the future, we won't have a lot of the elders here, because they're going to go. And I'm glad that God is preparing us to where that when they're gone, we can be those elders for Him. And we can be those saints that other people can look to for encouragement and to help them when they're in time of need. So I'm thankful for the process that we're going through, because I know that it is for His glory. And I look forward to that day too, where the Lord says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And I'm thankful for the road that I'm on. And I was thinking tonight, if you go back down the mountain, you got to reclimb it again, so you might as well just keep on going. And sometimes that means just resting in Him, gathering your strength back, and then taking another step. And knowing that this is a walk that takes patience, that things don't always happen overnight. Of course, God has that power, but, you know, I was talking to Brother Philip earlier. Really, if he just fixed everything in my life, I'd probably get exalted. So he's going to allow me to go through these things until he knows that I can handle that next level in him. So there's a blessing in that too, because I don't want to get ahead of God, and I want him to work his work in me as he pleases and at his pace and not my own. So I'm very thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters. Thankful that we have a place that we can come and worship God freely, and that we don't have any restrictions here in the United States as far as worshiping God goes. And thankful for the vision that God has given my family and myself. And thankful that he brought me back in time to see a lot of our elderly saints. And that he allowed me to be raised in this church. I really believe that everything is in God's plan. And even when you're not serving him in his perfect will, he still uses those things to his benefit somewhere in your life. And I want to be an encouragement. I got a little discouraged lately. And, you know, I know God's giving me gifts. I felt tonight he was telling me, he said, without one element of those gifts that I've given you, you can't use the other for my will. And if you can't have love and kindness in your heart, then the things that he's purposed in my life aren't going to work for his purpose. So I've got to throw those things back out and be the person that he's made me to be, and not let discouragement get in the way of the things that he's worked in my life. He's always helped me to be a loving and kind person. And sometimes I think, well, God, why do I have to be loving and kind when other people can be mean and get away with it all the time? You know? But that's his will. That's what he wants in my life. He wants me to be loving and kind to people, no matter how they mistreat me. And to realize that we all have imperfections, and that we have to love each other and even the people in the world, regardless of what those imperfections are. So I want to repent to anybody that I've been mean to lately. And Angie said she forgives me. Is there anybody else in here? No, just kidding. Especially, I feel like I've kind of been not the same person that I used to be to you, Brother Michael, and I really apologize for that. And you may not have noticed, but I noticed. And I want everybody to know that I love them. And if you ever need anything, or you ever need to call somebody and just say hi, I'll be there.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort,
It's been wonderful. Praise God. It's been a wonderful service. I was a little concerned coming Wednesday night and hardly any, you know, everybody's sick. I'm just being honest. That's the way you think sometimes. Boy, I'm going home just, you know, the battery level went to full again. Fully charged. Ready to go out, Brother Tyrone, and say, Lord, what will you do with me today? Brother Jonathan, what can I do today? Lead me, Lord. Take my hand. Praise God. So let's give the Lord one more praise before we go home. And let's ask the Lord to cover them. The Russellville youth, they travel home tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful Holy Ghost, Lord, leading us and coming and sup with us tonight, oh God. We feel so refreshed and so charged in you, God. We give you thanks. Lord, we ask you to cover our brothers and sisters as they travel on the highway.